Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me. We're going to get started with Perfect Peace, Marvin Sapp.
I will keep you.
Let me breathe.
Thank you, God. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Marvin Sapp, Perfect Peace, right here on The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with me, Janine. We're going to get ready and invite their presence. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit as many, many, many names. But we honor the name God right now. The presence of God in our life. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. And so as we honor their presence, we get very intentional about the breath because sometimes we forget to breathe and there's power in the breath family. So today, I want you to breathe by taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration and hold it to the count of eight, then release the breath. Remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, and deep into the heart. Family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again. And release. And last time. Let's breathe, be still, and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And let's just call in all the gratitude. Thank you, God. As we thank you, God, for every experience and call it blessed. Thank you, God. As we thank you, God, for every experience and call it blessed. As we thank you for every lesson, we call it blessed. Thank you, God. And for those who called and said, Janine, we desire a money blessing, we call forth that blessing right now. As we move into the experience of understanding that we are money. I am money. I am the consciousness of all that money is. We thank you right now that whatever keeps us or blocks us or has conditioned us from keeping us from experiencing the fullness of money, we give thanks right now for the unveiling, the releasing of the conditions, the patterns, the beliefs, because the truth is money is just another expression of God's love. It's just another level of frequency. And as we remember that we each live and have our being from the bounty of all God's goodness. And so we thank you right now for the bounty, the substance that we get to bring and experience in our life. We thank you for any time that we didn't give thanks for our money substance and bless it and amplify it as we send it out. We thank you, God.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we imagine the experience of money that we desire in our mind's eye, and as we feel the money in our heart, realizing that we are one with the energy of money. Money is who we are. And so as we imagine our money substance, and no matter how many places we have it in bank accounts, stocks and bonds, purses, socks, pockets, wallets, we see that right now amplifying and being spiritualized and multiplying as we speak, as we recite the money blessing prayer from Harry L. Reid from the Unity Church, knowing that God is the source of our unlimited supply. God is my source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me right now. And the money blessing goes, Lord, I thank you for this money symbol of your love and bounty, silver and gold and paper too. I give thanks, Lord, for plenty. I thank you as you bless the contents of my purse, my wallet, my bank account, my stocks, and every investment, which with wisdom I disperse. Oh, Mother, Father, God, let me be a steward, true, sharing good just as you do. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to bless this substance by your words of spoken thanks forever heard. Bless it right now, God, for its use. Gladly share without abuse. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this money, this symbol of love and your bounty. As we recognize that divine love blesses this purse, this money substance, this wallet, and keep it abundantly filled. I open it both to give and to receive. You see, the contents of this purse is so blessed. The contents of my wallets and every place I store my investments are so blessed. And I express wisdom, love, and good judgment in handling all my financial resources. And to whom I give, I also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. Thank you, God, for this money substance. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to express abundance on this planet. Thank you for allowing us to be your wealth distributor, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, money. Thank you, money. Thank you, money. Thank you. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, Holy Spirit. For money is just another aspect of your love. And I'm so grateful. So grateful, God, to be able to express the freedom that money brings. Thank you for our promised land, God. Thank you, God, for the promised land. Thank you for your words and your promises that said it is He that gives thee the power to get wealth. You said in your word, it is He that gives richly all things. You said, Holy Spirit, that it is your desire. It is your pleasure to give us the desires of our heart. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This is Reverend Knight.
You know, some of you people, you never learn economics. I never studied economics in school either, but I have learned how to work with material economics, but most of all, I have learned how to work with cosmic economics. And that's what we teach here. And you, some people never dream or visualize themselves at that point where they can have money working for them. You are not designed to go through this world working for money all of your days in this dimension. Before you leave here, you should reach that point where money is working for you. I'm telling you folks, some of you, something here that was never told to you before. Some of you know it. Most of you don't. Most people think that all their days they've got to work for money. But you never really get into big money until you have your money working for you. You see, and that's the big thing about having money, but not letting money have you. In your visualization, see yourself with savings certificates, interest-bearing accounts. See yourself with the right stocks and bonds. Now, don't go down and put your money on wrong stocks. This is why you must begin in your mind and tune into divine ideas so that you will be led and guided. And don't give your money to the first glib investment counselor that comes along. Be guided from within. And I see it here now. I visualize it for many of you, and I feel many of you accepting it now. And mark my word on this. Inside of the next 12 months from this date, and I want you to write this date down right now. All of you who don't have Some of you who may not have a paper and pencil with you, when you get home, write down this date. Write down this date and write with it, I see myself having money working for me. Repeat that with me. I see myself having money working for me. Let me give you the prophecy. For the divine fortune teller in your mind says to you, before these things spring forth, I tell you of them. Inside of 12 months from this date, some of you who never knew anything about having money to work for you are going to come back up here on the same platform. And you're going to write me. And you're going to tell me, Reverend Ike, I have some money working for me. How do you think rich people got rich? By working for money? You never get rich. You never get wealthy by working for money. You only get wealthy by having money, what? Working for you. Some of you have never had this told to you before. And pardon me for being racial, but especially you black people. But you know what Brother Seabrook said about Big Daddy Green Power. He'll turn you on. All right. And I want to say this again, and I want to be redundant. I'm telling you something that's very important. I'm telling you something right now some of you never heard before, and some of you will never hear in church. All you'll ever hear where you go is pie in the sky, by and by, when you die. But I'm teaching you how to get the pie before you die. And if you get some pie, you won't die so soon. You won't have to wait for the chariot from the sky. You'll be singing Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac before you leave here. But I'm turned on to an idea, and I feel a lot of people turning on with me. I want to say this again. Please listen to this. If you ever heard anything, if you ever let anything remain in your big head, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. Two things should happen. You should get to that place where you work not because you have to, but because you want to. So here again, you're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work. You should get to the place where you work because you want to, not because you have to. The next thing, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world, and please put this on television. You're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. You should reach that point where your money works for you. Get busy in your visualizations and visualize yourself in those two conditions. And I declare unto you that if you visualize yourself in this condition and see yourself having money working for you and working just because you want to and not because you have to, it will happen to you. Let me give you some affirmations for this right now. I see myself in the position where I work because I want to and not because I have to. I see myself in the position where my money works for me instead of me having to work for money.
God. And as we do our Master of Money prayer treatment, we just thank God for money sustenance, the freedom to do and to be and to have. How does it feel to experience money in your heart and realize that you are money? Money doesn't come from the out in, it comes from the in out. It's just simply changing the mindset. You see, money problems, it's not a money problem, it's a mind problem. And so our job is to get past that and understand that we are one with money. Say that, I am one with money. I am money. This is the Master of Money prayer treatment. Let's recite it together.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now.
Right here.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all.
I deserve it.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life. All of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money that I need and want. And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment. So I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind. And I see myself. I see myself as I wish to be. I see myself as a healthy person. I see myself as a happy person. I see myself as a loving person. I see myself as a beloved person. I see myself as a successful, prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money. I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause. I see myself with stocks and bonds, certificates of deposit, a big investment portfolio. I see myself having money making money. Money making money.
Money
making money.
Money.
It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money. Thank you, God in me.
Thank you.
For money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Oh, thank you, God.
I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. You say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. They say that life can be a pain, I don't receive it. I'm grounded by the rock, which means I believe in Jesus. Just put him first, it's not letting you shine, and everything else is gonna come in due time. See, I never seen a righteous forsaken, a faithful forgot. A good shepherd gonna take care of his flock. So if your father made you and you say you believe, then you know that he gonna take care of your needs. I say that God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now.
Wow, I tell you, that's Trey O'Neill. That song was made just for me, for the love journey, the prayer line, this inspiration line. I remember when I had got downloaded with that affirmation, and I said, I want to add some music to it. And he took a little bit, and he said, okay, I'm going to make it. And when he presented me with the song, he said, Janine, I just thought because you a stepper, you smooth, you laid back, this is how it came up. And I was like, this is the bomb. And so, again, I just want to say thank you, Trey. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Because God is the source of our unlimited supply. And I just had the idea that I would put that on CD, and anybody who buy the song when we're at the Love Journey Sunrise Service, the 11th annual, I will donate a portion of the proceeds to his new baby he just had. Yay! God is so good, family. I'm so grateful, so grateful. And I'm grateful that a couple of people called yesterday and said, Janine, we need a money blessing. We need money blessing. They're going through some stuff. And I felt good to say, just relax and breathe. Because God will never leave nor forsake you, even though sometimes it may look like it. Seem like you may be out for the count. Seem like you may be down and you may not be able to get back up. But let me just tell you. You know, like when they're boxing and they count the 10, and before they can say, get 10 out, you back up. That's how God operates. I'm not telling you something I read about, something I heard. I'm telling you something I know. I remember times when, what's that saying? I don't even want to say it because I don't want to use those words. They show something that they can't pay attention. I don't even want to put that in my consciousness. But I'm telling you, it's times when I felt the seemingly appearances of all that energy. And I was like, God. And when God, the day I got laid off, 2010 in December, I never forget laying in that bed for a week. Hard to get up on this love journey, saying to myself, God, how I'm going to pay my bills? And God said, I thought you'd get up every morning singing this exact song. God is the source of your unlimited supply. And you laying in the bed, you think that job is your source? You think some person is your source? God said, let me just get clear with you right now. Nothing and nobody is your source. It's the channel that I use to bless you with. Let me get clear, family. Nothing and no one is your source. It's the channel that God uses to bless you with, because God is the only source. And even though I knew it, it was just hard to physically walk in that knowing, because, you know, as beings walking the planet, we think we're in control. We think we're in control, and we absolutely are not in control. We're only in control of how we respond to how life is having this way. You see, if we get on a wave, Matt Kahn said, all we had to do was get on a wave of love, and that frequency of love will take us to where we're supposed to be. Let me say that again. Matt Kahn said that all we have to do is get on the wave of love, and the wave of love will take us exactly where we're supposed to be. So the problem is most of us love fearfully and not fearlessly. Let me say that again. He said the problem is that we don't love fearlessly. We live fearfully, love fearfully. How many of you know that you love fearful and not fearless? He said the wave of love will take us to where we're supposed to be. I thought that was like, I listened to that part, when I tell you, 10,000 times over and over again before I could get through the whole podcast. I just kept rewinding, even though I was like, wow. Our only job is to return in love, and everything falls into place. And no matter how we physically try to exert ourselves, it's not going to happen to His divine time. So our job is to just give thanks even in the wilderness experience, give thanks even in the darkness. The student asked the teacher, how long are we supposed to stay in the darkness until we can see the light? That's in the darkness. That's what the teacher told the student. Let me say that again. The student asked the teacher, how long are we supposed to stay in the darkness? And the teacher said, until we can see the light in the darkness. Give me eyes to see the light in the darkness, God. Give me eyes to see the way you see, Holy Spirit. I want you to really think about how you're keeping your consciousness, your awareness. What are you keeping your, you have to stay protected. You got to keep your consciousness protected. And let me tell you, I know it's not easy, because I know and feel that I've transitioned into another level. And now I'm so heightened, my awareness is so heightened that when I'm I thank God for my family, and I love every ounce of God's blessing with my family. But I was just sitting here, and I was talking about this and talking about that, and a couple of the members started talking about, well, girl, you know, and they start telling you about all the stuff that can go wrong. I said, but what about all the stuff that can go right? And no matter how I keep trying to pull them back into the idea of what can go right, somehow they find themselves back into the things that cannot go right. And so I just sat there and I just put a shield around me and just kept blessing myself, because I didn't want to enter that into my consciousness, especially when you're making money moves and you're making big, masterful moves. You can't get in the vibration of anything other than what it is you want to bring into your experience. When I first got laid off, I remember the lady who owned the company. We were good friends, and she was angry and upset that they hadn't given her any more contracts, especially since all the great work we had been doing, and we were always number one, and we always, you know, fulfilled or exceeded the obligation of the contract. But see, that was my part. My part was to execute the deliverables in the contract. And, you know, I wasn't going to do anything but meet and exceed that. That's just who I am, right? And I was surprised that we didn't get any more contracts. But you know what it was? When God wants you to do something different, God has to close the door if you don't just do it on your own. And I was not. I'm just going to be honest. I loved my job. I was making really phenomenal money at that time. That was phenomenal to me. I had never made, you know, that much money, $15,000 a month. And it was really, you know, it was a phenomenal opportunity to, I got up, I lived 5 minutes from my job. I could go to the gym, come back, take a shower, go to work. If I was late, it was okay. And it didn't matter. It was because it was about me bringing the deliverables. No stress, no rush hour traffic. You know, sometimes it was a little stressful for meeting the obligations, but that was it. You think I was going to leave that? And I love my job. No. But God had to close the door. Because this was my affirmation every morning. God, let me do your will. Let me live in my gifts and my talents. Let me share. You know, and I thought, oh, me helping the people, this is my gifts and my talents. But it wasn't what God had for me. And even though it was a blessing, and even though I was a blessing to many, it still wasn't what God's plan for my life ultimately. And the crazy thing about it was, I didn't even think I had no gifts and talents, you know? I used to say, God, why you didn't give me no gifts and talents like the people? Oh, I know God just wanted to laugh and just say, my child, my child. I didn't think I had a purpose for life. I didn't think that, you know. But you know what's really interesting? I heard Matt Kahn say, vision is not required in order to create or have what you want. Vision just helps you deepen your faith. You see, I didn't have a vision because I couldn't see a vision for myself. And then when the vision was given to me, I didn't believe it. Ayana had an exercise. You close your eyes and ask spirit to show you what your purpose is. And every time I get the vision, I'm standing in front of crowds and crowds of people. I'm like, oh, that's not me. I open my eyes. Oh, that's not for me. Me and my friend will do it sometime later again in this same vision. I don't care how many times I did it. The same vision would come up, and I would still say that was not the purpose that God had for me. I laugh at it now. I laugh at myself. But I know this for one thing for sure and two things for certain. That when you ask God, God will show you. But are you ready for what God's vision of your life is? Because sometimes the vision you get will have to stretch you. Will have to stretch you and move you out your comfort zone. See, it was easy to get up on this line and say, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. When I knew where I was going to get my money from. When I knew my money was going to come in on a certain day. It was easy. Ooh, but the day the door closed, and God said, I got something new for you. And God said, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil, or a rig you didn't dig, and a plant, a vineyard that you didn't even plant. I'm like, how you going to do that, God? I was questioning God because I had been conditioned to believe in a hard work consciousness. Y'all don't hear me this morning. You see, I had been raised that if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't work, you don't eat. But I come to tell you right now that God said, it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth. So every job we have is a blessing from God. It's the channel, not the source. I got confused for a minute and thought my job was my source. And then when I lost my job, I wanted Brenda to step up. And God said, Brenda ain't your source either. So not only did God had to show me that Brenda wasn't my source, Brenda wasn't even able to touch nothing and turn to gold either. It was getting worse because he wasn't getting no contract. All because God wanted to show me who my source was. You see, I kept wanting Brenda to step up to the plate. And Brenda was like, I'm sure he had his own thought process of what was going on, and it made him feel. But God was showing me that Britain, my job, and nothing in this world was my source, that only God was my source. If you confuse Britain as my husband. And I could see why people find themselves in divorce when money situations come up. You see, I grew up in an environment and a time my grandmother didn't play when it came to me and the money. So I figured Brent should step up to the plate and blah, blah, blah. Brent was doing the best he can, but God was closing that door too so that I and us, not probably just me, but him because he was in the situation, but realized that our jobs, our situations is not our source. And I'm redundantly saying that because it's so easy to get caught up when you go to a work every day, get comfortable and familiar and think that this is your source. I just don't want you to get knocked over the head like me. Because it took a minute. And even through 2010 up until sometime recently that I just surrendered. I said, but God, it was many times I thought we was about to be homeless. Thought we was going to be homeless. I said, well, God, when I just surrendered to the idea that, you know what? Whatever God is expressing through me in this right now moment, let me get it, God. And if I have to experience homelessness for it, then let it be. And the man came to our door plenty of times and said, I just can't give you this 5-day notice. He said, I don't know why. But God was showing to me, I got you. And let me just tell you, when we finally paid that man all the money, He wanted to kiss Brenda. I'm sure Brenda said that man shook his hand so hard and jumped on that desk and turned around that Brenda said he thought the man was about to kiss him. But I'm telling you, why am I telling you this story? I'm telling you this story because I want you to know, no matter where you at, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, and the reasons that maybe you called or texted and said, can we do some money blessings because you're feeling some kind of stress or pressure, I want to tell you this. The first thing you got to do is learn how to breathe. Second thing, you got to have a scripture, an affirmation, a mantra, or something that reminds you that there's something bigger out there that won't let you down. And it doesn't need your help. It just needs your permission. There's something bigger out there that's when you're down to nothing, it's up to something. And all it needs you to do is get out your way. Lots of people looked at me silly. A lot of people laughed at me. A lot of people had a lot of things to say. Because sometimes when you're operating in spirit, it doesn't look like what you should be doing, and people are like, well, what's going on? You know, people had a lot of things to say. But when you're building your faith muscle in your wilderness, see, your wilderness experience is about, it's like going to the gym and working out. It's building that faith muscle. It's learning to see in the darkness. It's learning to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is. Brenton and I were driving down Lakeshore Drive the other day. We were laughing. Because he said, girl, you got that walk on water kind of faith. When my daughter graduated from a school that cost $35,000 a year, that's when I was laid off, family. And so I owed them $15,000 more. And they usually kick children out. And I kept calling the school. They wouldn't answer, and they wouldn't answer. And so I told my daughter, I said, go into the dean's office, and when you go in there, I want you to have me on your ear and just hand the dean the phone. So when Asia went in there, she didn't do what I asked her to do. She just went in there. She was nervous, And she finally told the dean that, you know, I wanted to talk to the dean. And the dean said, I know. Let me tell your mother, don't worry, because we've never met a woman like her. We never met a woman that chased us down when she owed us money. We usually chasing people down, and they don't answer their call. They said every time they call, she picked up the phone. We're going to work everything out. Matter of fact, just tell her, don't even worry about it. You're still going to graduate. We're going to send all your paperwork in, and whenever she get the money, she can pay us back. Two of her friends had just been kicked out of school because their parents couldn't pay. But let me just tell you, the day she graduated, we had $0. Now, she graduated 3 hours away from where we live. We live in Chicago. She graduated from a school that was, because she was in boarding school. That's 3 hours away from where we live. We had $0 in the bank account that day. My unemployment check hadn't come. And you know we couldn't miss my daughter's graduation, so I just took my bank card and see if the gas, we filled up the gas tank. So when we were able to get there, Asia's friend's parents were having a feast. So we ate. So we went over there and we ate. We didn't have to worry about. And then one of the ladies who had came to the graduation for my daughter wrote me a check, said, oh, we didn't pay for the room, and it was a check for $500. So I was like, ooh, so we was able to make it through the rest of the weekend. So what happened, so we could get the flowers, because we had to buy these flowers arrangement for them to walk across the stage with, so I was able to get that, her fingernails done, and the rest of the stuff, that little things like that, and then we was able to eat. And then she wanted to stay one more night with her friends before she left. And so we had to figure it out. So we just did the same thing again, just figured, and just went on faith. And we laughed about how everything was on point. Because we had $0 when we left. We came back with more than what we had and was able to make it through the weekend. That year that I was laid off from work and things were going that way, we laughed about how we made it through just the other day riding down Lakeshore Drive. And how building your faith muscle is a walk. But I'm going to tell you, on the other side, the blessings are plentiful. You see, when you move out your wilderness experience into your promised land, into the land of the promise, the promises of God. And I don't care what you're experiencing, whether it's your relationship issues, family issues, if you just keep your eye on the prize. Let me say that again. If you just keep your eyes on the prize, because we were all born to win. You can't lose when you use your spiritual tools. Reverend Ike said it best. I can't lose with the stuff I use when I use my spiritual tools. And sometimes when you can't see how, you just got to keep moving. And keep moving, even if you can't see the money, even if you can't see in your health, even if it's in relationship, even if it's in your children. Let me tell you, when my daughter was going down a path that I didn't understand, that didn't have nothing to do with what I thought she should be, and I had invested in, I thought all this, and I thought she, and Spirit said, don't worry, I got her. And I had to be still and know that no matter what path she went down, that the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. And that there was a divine, I remember calling the prayer line, because when I was going through that process, I would call the Unity prayer line sometimes 10 times a day. When I couldn't sleep, I would call. So one day they got to the point where they like, Janine, the man said this to me. He said, there's a divine plan for your daughter's life. Do you all hear me? There's a divine plan for your daughter's life. Let go and let God. You'll keep calling this prayer line. It's not a symbol of faith. I know it wasn't a symbol of faith, but it was a symbol of an idea that I needed some support through the process. I told him, you're stronger than that. I just need somebody to pray with me. I need somebody to breathe life into me, because there's nothing more challenging for me, I'm not going to say for anybody else, than when my children are off the direction or the path. Their pain amplifies whatever I feel inside. So that's the area of growth or opportunity for me. And many days I had to cry myself to sleep and work through the idea that this was a divine plan and that God's hands were on my child and that God was never going to leave me or nor forsake me. And I had to trust, believe, and know without a shadow of a doubt that God's plan was the best plan. Because you see, it's when we're in our helpless state that God steps in, because we ain't nothing we could do. We getting out the way, because you can't even get in the way, because you don't got no way to get in, because you don't know. And when I let go and just truly let God, I didn't really even understand what that meant, let go and let God. I heard it, but it was really meaning to let go of it emotionally, physically, spiritually, and to only see the truth that my child was made in the image and likeness of God, that my money was made in the image and likeness of God, that my relationship was made in the image and likeness of God, and that it's all God. And that I didn't have to trust in the human idea or the physical idea, but to trust in the spiritual, the metaphysical. And so my journey was learning how to see as God sees. To not believe in God, but to believe as God. But to have that spiritual 2020 vision. And so today, as I stand before you, I promise you I'm not telling you something I read, I heard. I'm telling you something I live. I don't care if you're in the valley right now. I don't care if you're lower than the lowest right now. I don't care where your relationship, your money, whatever you're going through. I promise you that if you keep going and persevering and seeing as God sees and keep giving thanks, my heart and cells are just vibrating of the gratitude of God's love. And it's something when you can, like Matt Kahn say, put your foot in the water and let the wave take you to where you're supposed to be. You see, the book The Alchemist is one of my favorite books because it reminds us that there's nothing we need to do other than to just be present. There's nothing. There's no place you can go to find yourself, because wherever you are, God is. And wherever you are, you are. And wherever you are, you have everything you need to create the most magical life. Our only job is to protect our consciousness. God, help my belief. Because it's so easy to get caught up in the belief of famine and poverty and all the things that you see. And when you're coming from, I would say, behind the eight ball with that idea of what you see, it's not the easiest thing to see $1 billion when you ain't never seen $100, when you barely can eat. When food is and clothes and just the bare necessities. But if you can see even God in that experience, I can't tell you the day, I can't tell you the time, but I can tell you for sure that it'll change if you just keep seeing, if you just keep believing, and ask God to keep a watch over your mouth. And ask the Holy Spirit to keep a protection of your consciousness. And ask the angel to protect your heart, that nothing but good can continue to live in your heart. You see, those are things I had to constantly pray. Without media inundating us with so many things that's not conducive to what we want to see in our experience. People ask me why I don't ever say anything about 45, because I know that God is everywhere, even in the White House. Even if I can't see it, I know God is. People ask me why I don't ever talk about the gas prices. Because God is, even in the gas prices. Why? My job is to only see God. Albert Einstein said it best. This affirmation every day, and every time he thought about it, I only think the thoughts of God. Why do you think Albert Einstein said the only way he was able to come up with the quantum physics theories was through his dreams and affirmations of only thinking the thoughts of God? Staying in the superconscious God mind. You hear me? Do you hear me when I say stand in the superconscious God mind? God truly is the source of all things, not just your money. God is the source of love. God is the source of relationship. Everything that you have a desire, God is the source of it. And when you start to believe and know who God is, your life will change. These are my thoughts. And this is what I want to share with you today. As you move and have your being, remember, there's not a place or a spot that God is not. I don't know if some of you, I might be from Chicago. And Lou Palmer used to say when he was finished, this has been another page in my notebook. And we go, bam. It has been another page in the Love Journeys notebook. If you have any questions, comments, and concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6. If you're on teleconference line, and I just want to thank you for your presence this morning. Because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here. And I just want to honor and give thanks that you chose to share this space as we eat from the spiritual table of love this morning. Thank you for playing in Love's Playground with Janine this morning. That's my message. All right, family. I just want to put on your mind, this is the 11th annual sunrise service. We got some special things happening this year. We're going to be on 31st Street Beach at the pier. I'm super excited because one of the ideas that I've always wanted to have is have tables and have a catered breakfast on the beach. And guess what? The lady who runs the pier said we can have the tables and chairs. When I tell you, if I think it, God is bringing it. I'm so grateful for the sunrise service already this year. And so I want you to put on your calendar the 11th annual sunrise service. But let me tell you what's interesting. It's going to be August 4th this year. Our new first African-American woman mayor who's openly gay, birthday is August 4th. And so is President Barack Obama. So we'll be celebrating their spirit of the gift of them coming to the planet as well on August 4th, 2019, right here in Chicago, Illinois. I want you to come. I want you all to be. It's the 11th annual. We're going to celebrate me and celebrate 11 years of the Sunrise Service. And you know what's really interesting about this being the 11th year? I was just thinking of how every year, no matter what the prediction of the weather has always been perfect right here in the Sunrise Service. Some days it was cloudy. Some days we got the beautiful sun. Some days we barely got the sun, but it's never rained us out, even when it was raining everywhere else, not in the spot that we was in. I tell you, we got the double rainbow one year. One year we saw the doves just seem like they floated into the clouds. It's just when the balloons went up, it's just been so many, many amazing experiences. And so I want you to be a part of it this year, the 11th annual Sunrise Service family, right here in Chicago. Put it on your calendars. And I would love to see you. All right, as I skim, let me skim. No questions, no comments. All right, family, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, family. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. And remember, the power is in you. And it only works if you work it. Let me say that again. Say it only works if it work. If I work it. Say it only works if I work it. And so as we leave, saying our affirmation again with Reverend Ike, just so we can get that in our consciousness. Just the master of money treatment. And together we say it, family. As we release the call today, I want to wish you a prosperous, love, amazing day. Let's go to work. Let's do it. Let's create the most beautiful life on this day. You have the magic. You're the alchemist.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life.
All of the
health, happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success,
love.
Prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservation. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of
God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need, want, and desire.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind. And I see myself.
I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy
person. I see myself as a loving person. I see myself as a beloved person. I see myself as a successful, prosperous person. I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause. I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates of
a big investment portfolio.
A big
I see myself having money making money. Money making money.
Money
making
money.
It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money. Thank you, God in me, for money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Spirit here is giving me another lesson, how to keep my faith alive. You don't know how many times this song blessed my soul. She said, when I relax my fears, when I let go and just let God do what God do, I know everything will be all right. I got to relax my fears, though. And there was plenty of times that my soul had been awakened at, have your soul been awakened at 3 a.m.? It's 3 a.m. And my soul's been awakened by the things my mind been telling my heart. Oof. All right, family, have a phenomenal day. I'm super excited for where God is taking us. I see you at the top. Don't forget August 4th.